WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
The work of Pittsburgh school security officer Nakia Ingram goes well beyond her job title. What started as informal mentoring during lunch breaks and weekends at Brashear High School has led to the creation of Cultivating Resilient Youth. Ingram discussed the after-school program with 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort.
With me working inside of the schools, I saw there was a need for kids to have additional support for some of the things that they needed to do to help them build self-confidence, help them navigate through their lives, and just make sure they have the support that they need to be successful.
And why did you think this was something you could do? You were working every day in the schools, work all day and still do this additional program.
I thought back to when I was younger and some additional help that I needed. So I wanted to make sure that I was that for the kids that I was working with. So I would find time on my lunch break, stay after school with them. I started to meet them on weekends, get them job applications, dropping them homework off. I would go online at night to find any job leads and any of that kind of stuff and take it and give it to the kids.
What did they think of you?
They were very, very appreciative, and then they would let other kids know. I've worked at Brashear High School for 10 years, and there's still students from 10 years ago that I still talk to today because of the relationships that we've built. And in turn, they help, they come, and they come back and mentor the kids that I work with now. And so it's just seeing a need and making sure that I was just a support that most of us needed when we were younger.
And so it started off with a few students, and then it grew and grew, and now you have a more formalized program. How does it work?
Originally, I started off working with everyone, and I still kind of do boys and girls, but one thing that I have witnessed throughout these years is that males get a lot of support, and girls don't get the same support. They're worried about the way boys are being raised and their well-being, but not girls.
How do you specifically help the girls?
They kind of tell me what they need, and then I provide them with what they need. So we just had a speaker for domestic violence, dating, self-confidence. We talk about the prison pipeline, how it affects girls, restorative justice, attitude. We just kind of work on just being a woman and navigating in a male space and owning it and making sure that they're as strong as they can be. So giving the women and the girls a voice, make them powerful enough where they don't allow to be pushed to the side.
What about their grades and their academic performance?
We have 27 girls. We had 11 girls with high honor roll or honor roll. We do a competition to see who gets the highest GPA. The last semester, we had three young ladies who won. We had a 3.7, a 3.6, and a 3.5. They won gift cards, $100 to $50. Right now, we have three 4.0s because they're trying to outbeat each other. Like, no, I want the highest GPA. So we really make it fun and something that they can really strive for to know that as part of helping their self-confidence, helping them get into college, scholarships. It's been a blessing for me to have the last 5 years, girls from 5 years ago, they still come back. And they mentor the girls that we have now. And they really build friendships and sisterhoods that stay and that I've watched develop and continue for years.
Thank you, Nakia Ingram.
Thank you.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.